One of those Phoenicians who assume all Waldenites are illiterate? Octavia rolled her eyes as she turned to Bellamy. Not everything is an insult, you know. Bellamy opened his mouth, but then thought better of it and folded his lips into a smirk. You better watch it or I'll leave without you. He adjusted the bow on his shoulder. Don't leave me, she said, suddenly serious. You know how I feel about being trapped inside. A strange expression flashed across Bellamy's face, and Clark wondered what he was thinking about. Finally, he smiled. Okay, I'll take you outside, but just for a little bit. I want to try hunting again before it gets dark. He turned to Clark. That is, if the doctor says it's okay. Clark nodded. Just be careful. She gave him a quizzical look. Do you really think you'll be able to hunt? No one had seen a mammal yet, let alone tried to kill one. Someone has to. Our nutrition packs won't last a week at the rate they're going. She gave him a small smile. Well, best of luck. Clark walked over to Octavia's cot and helped Bellamy lift her to her feet. I'm fine, Octavia said, balancing on one foot as she clutched Bellamy's arm. She hopped forward, pulling him toward the flap. Let's go! Bellamy twisted to look back over his shoulder. Oh, by the way, Clark, I found some debris from the crash when I was out in the woods. Any interest in checking it out tomorrow? Clark inhaled as her heart sped up. You think it could be the missing supplies? She took a step forward. Let's go now! Bellamy shook his head. It was too far away. We wouldn't make it back before dark. We'll go tomorrow. She glanced at Talia, whose face was still contorted in pain. Okay, first thing in the morning. Let's wait until the afternoon. I'll be hunting in the morning. That's when the animals are out looking for water. Clark suppressed the urge to ask him where he'd learned that, although she couldn't quite mask the surprise on her face. Until tomorrow, then? Bellamy asked, and Clark nodded. Great, he grinned. It's a date. She watched them lumber out of the tent, then went back over to Talia. Her friend's eyes fluttered open. Hi, she said weakly. How are you feeling? Clark asked, moving to check Talia's vital signs. Great, she croaked. Just about ready to join Bellamy on his next hunting expedition. Clark smiled. I thought you were sleeping. I was, off and on.